Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. We're going to have a special night, I believe. There are things going on and working on things. And we're waiting. I just got off with the spokesperson for governor. And we're trying to get him in to call for just a few minutes. He's working on a couple things. The budget, and also something else that you don't realize it, but because of the 2020 census, we are with redistricting, and if we don't get that done tonight, there's a possibility that it goes to the courts, and DeSantis, the Republic, the Rhinos, I would say, and the Democrats have a district set up in one way, and DeSantis wants another way, and he's going to veto it if he doesn't get it that way. So we're at that point, and he's waiting in Tallahassee to get this thing done. So if we get a 5 or 10 minute window, or they call a segment, he will call in. We know we're in touch with him. We get texts every so often, so we know what's going on. If not, we're going to reschedule it for next week. But either way, he is good. He'll be down here in Broward County this week, along with Ashley Moody and a few other things, because he's signing in a lot of the bills that went through this week. Really good stuff. The extra money into the for the sheriffs, the parental rights stuff, and also being done down here, and a few other things that are coming down here. Plus, he's expected to be in the courthouse when we do the judicial review on Tuesday. So we're going to have a lot of stuff coming on, and there's some things that are happening which I can't get into too much, other than, as he would put it, It's time to make Broward County and the state of Florida safe again. And that should be a big enough click. We will get rid of corruption. We're going to make sure when you sign an affidavit that everything on that affidavit is true. He knows I've been bonded so many different times left and right, and they have my background to check constantly, and we haven't lied on any paper or affidavit, so we signed a bunch of it, and we've been going through both physical and psychological testing and profiling for the last several months to get where we are and to do what we're doing. And that's the key there. And so we've been doing that. You know, it's not fun going to your doctors and other places at least once or twice a month. And that's what we've been doing over the last 6 months in preparation of what's happening or about to happen. You know, and all that stuff, you know, and the excitement's there. But we got some breaking news before I bring in my co-host. We're going to go over some breaking news. One is sad news in the acting world. Great actor William Hurt has passed away at age 71, natural causes. Number two, we have earlier today we found out that a young journalist, American journalist, was killed at a Russian roadblock in Ukraine. And that's the first journalist that we know, American journalist, that was murdered by the communists, the Russians. And I want to say something. These people are supporting Putin. These people, the QAnon and all the ultra people on either side and all that garbage and so-called Ukraine stuff, anti-Ukraine stuff. Look, it's, that's false. So we're not going to get involved in that. We're not going to be part of that. It's a at least everybody here in the truth, I'm sure Scarlett and our staff supports the Ukrainian people right now. Well, and Ukrainians, by the way, actually fought and defeated Hitler. They were not part of Hitler, as some of the QAnon and the ultra-right are saying, and that's bullcrap. And that's the Russians' propaganda machine. So you got to watch on that. And that's nothing, by the way, gas and all that stuff, Biden is responsible for that. Now, Putin's done, and the war in Ukraine, the invasion, that's just a pylon. The actual gas prices were going up way before this action took place. So, yes, Putin's war is going to increase prices 20%, 100%, whatever it may be, but it's not going to be done. It's not the main reason it's going. The main reason is the policies that set forth by Putin, by Biden, and that's what that is. Now, the other thing, the other sad news we got from the wrestling world, NWO and WWE and all that, Scott Hall, he is on life support. He fell, got an operation, and then some blood clots, aneurysms came around. He had three major heart attacks last night, and now it's off life support. And that's the big thing there. And I'm telling you, and I'm sure, you know, watching these people that are really, really sick, and they're you know, and on life support, on real hospice, people that are imminent and that are terminal, that's any second, any day now. Those are the people that we have empathy for. Those are the people that we pray and pray for the families and stuff like that and things. But getting things done to become on certain days to avoid certain conditions and be on something what they call a program that's for the terminally ill and dying any second, and the land, and you got to feel comfortable for it. So it's be great for the family and the person who's extremely sick. And that type of policy, we support that when it comes to people that really need it. And that's the key there. And anyone that uses that type of program to circumvent or criminally circumvent conditions, that's a different story. Now, the last thing that broke before we got on the show is the fact that we actually have evidence now that Russia is broke. Russia needs money and ammunition to continue to fight against Ukraine. And this is Putin barely underestimated the fighters in Ukraine, the tenacity they have. And now they're looking for help. And the whole world is against them, which is the right thing to do. So they're going to one place where that hasn't turned their back on, and that's China. And that's a deadly combination of China and Russia uniting, plus the fact that Iran fired missiles into Iraq, north part of Iraq, and hitting one of our embassies there with no retaliatory or anything. Tell it away. Iran committed attacks on U.S. soil, and yet Biden has not responded. So there it is. And then you got China with Taiwan, and that's the next thing. Now, let me introduce, since we got through all that, let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. How are you?
All right. I just went over everything. And I gave what's going on with DeSantis right now, and he's right against the clock. So that's what's happening there. But he is going to be down here this week. And if you know, yours truly will have has meetings with him this week on certain things that's about to happen. And they were giving me all kinds of battery tests, and that's the reason why I was going to the doctors every month and checking up on my health. Everything under the sun, sonograms and blood tests and all the other stuff and talking to people and doing the whole nine yards on situations. That's why I was doing it for the last 6 months every month. That was the reason.
Well, all those tests came out good.
Yeah, they're doing great. Just keeping an eye on blood pressure, but that's normal.
Your health is in great shape.
Yep. And I'm doing what I can, both physical and psychological health. We went through a battery test and they tried me away. And, you know, and they saw what I could do. And I'm working out and I'm working on my 220, 6'3", 220. I'm in pretty good shape. We do walks every day. We do things and stuff like that. You know, and we also got some news. A certain person is now looking to work in doing some kind of survey work in our area, which is a good thing. And this person is trying to find her way out of hanging around bad people. And that's a good thing, because doing surveys down here in my area and other things is really, really something that we've been doing for over the years. But I don't think Steve Ciccone will hire her right now, because they're having problems with surveys at this moment. But other places, when you do the PAL and the PBA and the FOP and those type of phone services, telemarketing, they're still around. There's a place on 44th Street that can handle them. And my friend Steve that works there is a good thing. And there's a bunch of other places around, but that's also in Sunrise. So if you're looking for that type of job, there are plenty out there. You just got to go. And the one on 44th Street is not far from a new grocery store there. It's almost like a bodega. It's right around that block. You got good coffee and everything else in that area. Plus, you got Dunkin' Donuts across the street, so that's a good thing. And then you got the Crab Shack, the Krusty Krab, whatever you want to call it, across the street to the other end. So it's good restaurants in that area. And you got the pizza place in the corner. And that pizza place has been there for about 30 years. Remember that pizza place?
What, at 44th Street? In that little plaza.
Yeah, when we had
the breeze.
When we had the hurricane.
The Chinese food and the pizza place.
When you had the hurricane.
I remember.
They had to
coffee right in the little grocery store at the corner.
They're still there. And so,
Lincoln Plaza kind of tanked out from Obama.
They're rebuilding it. The only bad thing about that place is right down the block from Piper, and you get a lot of the thugs.
Piper's still full of thugs, huh?
It's not as bad because
the mayor here is an asshole. So what do you expect?
Well, just Ryan has
such a great role model.
Thing. But there's a lot of things. Wait for Jose Castillo to come in about 13 minutes, it would take. And hopefully maybe DeSantis will call in between. We'll force him and get him in. We got James Pruton coming on in Wednesday. A unique thing about 22, Castillo's a 9. That's up North Florida. But 22 is over here in Broward and Palm Beach County. 22 used to be Allen West's old district at one time. And Ted Deutsch is there. And Ted Deutsch resigned, actually. He took a job working for an Israeli company. And I don't know if it was effective for... effective immediately or in a month or two, but he left in such a way that there is almost no chance for any Democrat to run for that seat. So James Pruden is in the lead. Darlene Swapper is also a candidate on the Republican side, and James Pruden right now, Pruden is in the lead. He won the primary last time around, lost to Deutsch, but this time around, he has no competition because unless somebody pays to get in there, he's not going to, for the Democrat side, there is nobody running. So it's an open seat.
They're going to come in from nowhere with no ground game. They'll have to steal the election. And that's not going to happen this time.
No, it's not, because one of the things that Tallahassee passed was the election protection law thing, the task force, and let's put it this way: I will be with him when he signs that election task force law into
law. That district, is that part of that district in West Palm in Palm County?
Okay, 22 goes from downtown Fort Lauderdale, basically, all the way up to and including parts of Boca.
Okay,
We have the
election person here,
right.
Supervisor of Elections here in Broward County. Is that person legit?
That person's new. Well, I promise you this, with the task force, if that guy interferes or does anything illegal, I will be the one who will be putting handcuffs on him.
Okay, but you have Palm County, which you got the rhinos.
What's great about the election integrity task force is that we have no county boundaries. It's the whole state.
Oh, is it?
And it's the whole state. It's the same task force that we did in Virginia that got Youngkin elected. We made sure that there was
what's going to happen. They're going to do something corrupt to make sure that the Democrat wins because they're corrupt.
We already got the task force ready. We already got the stuff ready. The people that we did in Virginia is here in the state of Florida because we now are legal.
Okay, I understand that. But Youngkin won. You're not listening.
Yeah, because
won.
You know why he won? know why we won? Because he arrested most of his people, Taylor McCall's people.
So you're telling me this task force is going to be carting them off to jail and arresting them if there's hanky-panky.
And the candidate.
And the candidate. And
right.
any other
we
candidate.
Were at,
would
we were literally
be,
knocking.
Let,
we were literally.
Like Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Lois
if
Frankel.
Catch her team, if we catch her team doing voter fraud
or
intimidation
or
stuffing the ballot box or any of that stuff, and we tag it directly to her, she's being arrested for voter fraud and automatically disqualified. But the story is with Debbie's, and she has hinted and expected to do the same thing as Ted Deutch, resign or retire this time around.
How's Reuben
She's
Young
gonna,
doing on his ballot
Reuben Young
signatures?
Reuben Young is about 200 signatures away from being on the ballot. They're a week behind in certifying. So we feel that he will be, he's pretty much short in to be on the ballot. He would have paid for it anyway, but he wants to get in by...
Because he wants to see the people. He wants
right.
to know the people support his back. Okay?
Carlos
Just
Paul
paying to get on the ballot, anybody can do that. But you have to have the people, and the people need to know who he is.
Right.
So you
Carlos
know what? Because
Paul
when you go to the polls on Election Day, hopefully we'll get rid of early voting. On the polls on Election Day, people will vote for him because they know him.
Right. There's a couple
straight.
Things going on right now on Election Day by November. It might not be there for August primary here in Florida, but it's definitely going to be in there. There is two separate laws that's being set around. One is
yes.
eliminating all the computer. This is what we call the Mike Lindell law. And that is to
yes.
get rid of all computerized machines. Everything's done by paper. And this
we
way
did
we
did that with Chad. Remember the Chad?
Yeah, except it's, yeah, but it's
People
not. It's
touches.
A different type. It's different.
Sorry.
It's a different type of paper trails and paper thing. It's a lot better than computerized because of the technology of today, and they can steal. And,
they're
going to
have
how
a thumbprint on it. Will you stick it on the ink and
signatures
and
yeah, there'll be signatures and everything else, but all that stuff. And there'll be no mail-in ballots. Cannot get to the poll because of health problems or in the military or overseas. Other than that, if you can walk, you have two hands and two legs, and you can get, you know, if you can walk.
You need
and
to get rid of early voting.
Ballot.
You need to vote on
election
day.
Also, that's the other thing. The other thing is that same-day voting. You don't need early voting. You don't need all the stuff. And to register to vote, you got to be registered within 60 to 90 days before the election.
Right.
And that's it. And what's great about this, the laws that the election integrity stuff that was passed, they have to scrub the follow. They used to scrub it every 2 years. They have to scrub it every year. And that means if you move from one district to another, you got to register ahead of time that you move, then you vote that time. But they got to take your name off of the old address. Now they have to by law.
We need a department that sits there and takes it out. Which
they have
has
to
integrity
law.
To it.
Yeah, that's what that's part of my job. I was hired to do.
Okay. So let me ask you another question. The situation that's going on now because of redistricting with the Rhinos and the Democrats because they're the same, and they want the redistricting one way and the governor wants it another. What's going to happen?
I got a feeling that's going to end up as decided through a court. We're trying to get it done
court
by midnight
here
tonight.
In Florida or court in
yes,
no, in,
no court
in
here
Washington,
in Florida.
D.C.
Here Florida. In Florida.
So the Supreme Court of Florida.
It's very conservative. They'll if it gets to that point,
so they swing.
Right.
They swing with intelligence.
They'll swing towards DeSantis.
Okay. So does anybody know what this redistricting plan is?
if DeSantis gets his way, he's going to squeeze 23 down a little bit. It's based on population, which it is, but they're going to set it up in such a way to give an analogy, because we have an added congressional seat, and that'll make it more of a Republican, of course, because it's a conservative state.
You know, this
Republican.
New congresswoman that we have here in, what, this is, our district is what, 20?
20. Yeah, but she's
going to
get cut down the size. Yeah, no, she's going to get cut down the size and stuff like that.
She's doing things that are not kosher.
I think there's somebody running. I think the same person that ran last time is running again. That won in the primary.
Is there
going to
be another
Frank
election
Musk
for November for this?
Yes.
So this is a short
term. Every 2 years,
but
she just did all that. She went and won in an Alcee Hastie when he died. She was the special election.
Special election.
But everybody knew that election wasn't going to go anywhere.
But
because
this particular district, they vote party. They don't care. They don't vet them. They just
But I want to say the difference between now and then, and just a few months, is about $2 extra in gas. When you're going in,
actually, it's $3 and change more. It was under $2.
Well, anyway, one of my friends just said, it normally costs me between $35 and $40 to fill my car up. Today it was over $50.
It's insane. And food went up. Okay,
and
car
service, both Lyft and Uber are charging a 45-cent fee.
A mile?
Not for the mile, but it's an extra fee because of the increase of gas prices. So
What is their story? Are they going to increase it?
Nothing yet.
A mile,
I haven't heard anything from Yellow Cab. I haven't heard from any of the other cabs, but it's
a
surcharge.
How about the bus?
No, nothing yet.
Is it 50 cents?
No, nothing yet. Nothing yet on that. But
you know,
I
he's doing
surprised.
It on purpose. Couple of things. Russia getting in bed with China means China's going to own Russia. So that's going to be very maniacal. Okay? I'm serious. It's just very maniacal. And Biden, who's making money off of this. What do you think? Him and Obama, Arab Spring, when Syria or Iran attacked Iraq, of course they were in on it. This is probably their idea.
Yeah, I know. It's really crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and then that report, that journalist that was had a
roadblock.
That was tragic.
Going through a check. And
they shot the whole car up and stuff, you know. That was breaking.
His wife was gone and sheesh, for no reason.
Yeah, I know.
So do you think China, well, you know,
okay, our guest is on.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. Right now, we have a candidate that's coming on the show, and he is running in CD9, and he's Republican. He is America First candidate, Florida First candidate. Let me bring on Jose Castillo. How you doing, Jose?
I'm doing great. And you, Joe?
I'm doing great. How's it? Where is CD9?
Well, CD9 currently, as you know, we have redistricting. So currently is all of Osceola County, the southern part of Orange County, which is Orlando, southern part of Orlando, and the eastern part of Polk County. So it's basically the southern part of Greater Orlando right now. With redistricting, it might seem as if the Polk County part will be part of a new district. So it'll just be Osceola and Orange County. That's what it's looking like in pretty much every map.
Yeah, I know. Just right now, the state legislature is trying to head off the court ballot on the redistricting. DeSantis, they're all in Tallahassee right now fighting it out, basically. So
yeah,
we're going to find that.
And Joe, just for your viewers, in case anyone doesn't know where Osceola or Orange County is, I tell everyone that my district is basically the theme park capital of the world, where all the hospitality workers live and play.
Well, you're like with Disney and everything.
Yes, exactly. I actually work at Disney, Joe. I work in the resorts.
Now, you know what's going on as a candidate with that, and with DeSantis currently comment with parental rights laws and his battle with Disney. Do you have a point of view because you do what you said you work with them?
Well, let me tell you this, Joe. I'm a father of four, and my daughter's still not in grade school, but I totally support the parental rights and education bill. You know, we have to listen to the parents. You know, their rights come first. They're the ones who get to decide. And I'm glad that the governor supporting this bill was signed into law.
Because that's one of that, and the other big thing is election integrity law and the task force, which I'm part of, to make sure that the votes are counted properly and there's no cheating of any sort. And we now have the authority, once DeSantis signs it this week, to actually go to the recatch a candidate as organizing a cheat, a fraud. We could arrest the candidate with that. And we did that in Virginia. We were doing that. And it forced Terry McAuliffe to concede because we were about to arrest him for the fraud that we were catching. And he conceded instead, and that's how Youngkin won. And we could do that, and we're going to do that here. And we actually have task force now all over the country to prevent voter fraud. And Mike Lindell and others are part of that.
You know, so I would like to see something at the federal level, like an amendment to the Constitution. The Constitution tells us basically how do we run our federal elections, right? But it doesn't tell us, hey, what do we do if the states did not follow the law? You know, if there was the Secretary of State making the law changes for elections, you know, or the governor. It's supposed to be the state legislator. So if states did not follow the Constitution for their federal elections, what do we do? And, you know, we should definitely turn down those electors. But I would like to see something at the federal level in that manner.
Yeah, because I know that's exactly what happened in Pennsylvania and in Arizona and Georgia and Wisconsin. And now they're all coming to fruition. And Wisconsin just decertified. Arizona has about to. Georgia, same thing. There's about five states that actually has or is about to decertify last year's 2020's election. Supreme Court already got the information, not just Mike Lindell stuff, but others, and things are about to change in the next few weeks. But with all this stuff that we are now seeing is because what happened in 2020. But in Florida, we used to have, like in Broward County, we used to have a lady by the name of Brenda Snipes, and we caught her every election stealing till they finally fired her. And that was a good thing. But in your race, can you tell us about your race and your opponent?
Yeah, so the current congressman is liberal progressive Representative Darren Soto. And he couldn't be a bigger America Last congressman up in Washington. For starters, he votes 100% with Nancy Pelosi, not in the interest of our district or our country. Several times he has voted against border security. And, you know, when President Trump was in office, all these Democrats would say, well, the wall is a medieval wall. We don't want a wall. We want technology. We want cameras. We want sensors. We want drones. Well, guess what? They're in power right now. They could actually just pass a law that does exactly that. They have the three branches. They have the Senate, the House, and the White House. And they could start securing our border. But it's just baloney. They do not want that. And certainly my representative does not want that. And, you know, when we had Trump in office and we had a border crisis, he was one of the biggest loudmouths out there, you know, being critical of the president. But now that we have a border crisis, today, he's been nothing but silent. So, you know, he's really just a puppet for the leadership in the Democratic Party.
You know, it was...
What made you want to run to take him out of office? What inspired you to be, so to say, our next congressman in that district?
Well, I can tell you this. It was basically I could see the people in my district were struggling. And this is even when Donald Trump was in office and our economy was doing so good. And they were struggling because of the open borders. We had tons of illegal immigrants coming into my community. Just think about it. When we have jobs and the economy is booming and we have a lot of jobs, that becomes a magnet for illegal immigrants, especially if the border is open. And what kind of jobs are they taking, illegal immigrants? Well, they're taking hospitality jobs. You know, Democrats will tell you that, no, they're here to work in the fields and pick strawberries and oranges, the work that the Americans don't want to do. But that's just baloney, because the biggest sanctuary cities like New York don't have any fields. They don't have strawberries or oranges. You know, so they're here taking American jobs and especially jobs in the hospitality industry. So on a day-to-day basis, seeing how people in my district, in my community, I work in the hospitality industry, and seeing how people were struggling and my representative was doing nothing, I said something needs to be done. So I looked at who the candidates were running against him and how he had been victorious in the past. And I really quickly realized that they had no shot at beating him. We needed someone, a stronger voice. And, you know, one of the things that people don't know about my district is that it's actually 40% Hispanic voters. And unfortunately, what happens, and we see it, we saw it in the last election, there's some people, I don't know if it's independent or if it's Democrats or even Republicans, but there are some voters that very likely are Hispanic will vote Republican for president, but not Republican for Congress. They vote for Darren Soto, and I think it's because he's Hispanic and they're Hispanic.
So you're out on the campaign trail with your team getting signatures and submitting petitions. Would that be correct?
Yes, we're doing both. We're definitely trying to raise the funds because, you know, in an election, we're going to need the funds anyway to reach out to voters. And we're also trying to get the petitions with volunteers. We're going door-to-door, knocking on doors, and getting support of the people. Yes.
Okay.
So how are you doing with that? Are you pretty close to getting the amount you need?
Not quite there. But we have volunteers working on it, and we hope to qualify by petition. But in case we don't, we do have the funds to pay the fees.
Okay.
We hope we don't have
so
to do that.
So let me ask you a question. I read your website, very nice website, and I saw your platform. You're out on the campaign trail, and you're telling people you're going to do this. Let me ask you a question. You're going to go to D.C., right? How do I know that the lobbyists aren't going to be able to buy you and you're going to just, you know, be the yes person? How do I know that you're going to stand strong and do the right thing for your district?
So I'll tell you this. I'm not a party puppet. And I think in my race, if you go to the SEC.gov website, you will see that there are about 12 candidates right now signed up for my race. So we will indeed have a primary. And if I was a party puppet, believe me, I'm sure the party leadership would have done everything to make sure that I am the candidate and not encourage other people to run. So I will not be a party puppet. I'm a constitutional conservative, and that's who my allegiance is to, not to any party.
In your heart, what do you see is the number, besides the border security, what is the number one thing you could do and help America to become great again using Trump?
Well, we really need to get the government out of the way, you know, because just think about it right now, what we have, what happened during this, you know, quote unquote pandemic, you know, which is I call the Democrat lockdown on America.
Mm-hmm.
There was basically politicians telling Americans, hey, you are not allowed to go and earn a living. And that has never been the intention of our government. You know, we the people form the government not to tell us whether we can go out and earn a living. So America is a beacon of hope for the rest of the world. There is no country like it, and we need to make sure that we keep that freedom. And, you know, how do I put it? You know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I was born here in New Orleans, but I grew up in Central America in Honduras. So I have lived already under basically a regime that big government, you know, whatever, the rules apply of whichever dictator is in power. And that's pretty much where we're heading to right now with Joe Biden. You know, it's funny because I said this earlier. It's inconceivable for Democrats, for liberals, basically, to see that Joe Biden is becoming everything they thought Donald Trump would be. They would talk about this company's bankruptcies and what's Joe Biden doing to America, bankruptcy in America. They would talk about him being a dictator. What is Joe Biden? Ruling through executive order, doing these unconstitutional mandates. By the way, I was personally affected by that mandate for the vaccine. I did not take the vaccine, by the way, because I had COVID before, prior infection. But I think that we need to make sure that we return to our principles, which is of freedom in this country. And that's what I'm going to go find.
Yeah. Many people took the vaccines and end up with COVID. Anyway, the latest victim of COVID was announced this afternoon when Obama was announced to have COVID. So.
And you know what? If anyone wants to take the vaccine, by all means, take it. I have family members, friends who take it, neighbors who take it. I have nothing against it. But to force people to take the vaccine, I think that's the most un-American thing I've seen from a president in my life.
That is true. That's why we have the greatest governor down here was eliminated all the mandates. And forcing kids, especially little kids, to get vaccines and the masks is abuse.
To be honest, I think if we had Andrew Gillum, I probably would not be – I would be out of a job right now because I would have been forced to get a vaccine. And I was not going to – I'm not willing to take it by force.
His career is totally gone anyway, but, you know, if you're going that route.
Yeah, thank God for Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, and right now, based on all information we're getting, is that he'll win by a landslide. The question is, will he run for 2024 or wait to 2028? But if he does run for president, he will win. Because he's loved all over the country, except for what I call the communists. Now, I don't even call Democrats anymore. I call them communists because they're so far left. So
you know, I think when Ronald Reagan was president, I don't remember if it was his first presidency or when he ran for re-election, when he won pretty much almost every state. I think we would see something of the likes of that nature if Ron DeSantis was running for office for president.
Yeah. I think if Trump wants to, he's got it. He'd go all the way. He's more divisive and by nature, but that's fine. So is DeSantis. They have two. They're almost the same people, except they have a different way of doing things. But they're both being attacked by the same way because they can't. Because they both fight for what's right and they expose things, and that's America first type of thing. Florida first type of thing, and that's what you sound like, Florida first. What about, as a congressman, what are you going to do to fight for the Second Amendment?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a Second Amendment supporter all the way. I can tell you a story. When I was actually growing up in Honduras, and as I told you, in that country, we did not have a U.S. Constitution. You do not have a Second Amendment right. I was 17, and there was a thug from another high school and his friend who threatened me with a gun. So there was nothing I could do. The only thing I could do was go to my parents and cry, basically, you know. And in that country, my parents couldn't buy a gun, not without a lot of red tape and bureaucracy. So you know what my dad ended up doing was this. He hired private security guard who had basically a license to carry and who had an M16 with him. And we went to the house of that kid, that thug, who threatened me. And my dad basically threatened his family, threatened the kid and his family, and said, if anything happens to my son, you will pay the price. Your entire family will pay the price. And I got to tell you, I was never, ever bothered again by this kid or by any of his friends. And
that's what it takes.
That was such a deterrent. You know, it was a deterrent. You know, they knew we could actually now have a gun. He was a thug, a criminal. He had access to guns, even if it was illegal. He was actually younger than I was. He was 16, I think. But that's what it takes, right? So I am a huge supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe that I'm surprised in Florida we're still not a constitutional carry state.
That is because we have a couple of rhinos. You know, like Ruthers, Sparrows,
yep.
And, you know, they're preventing it. You know, it's crazy, though, because Alabama just became open carry this past week, I believe. And Georgia's doing it, and Texas. But why not here? And we're a complete Republican state, really. We have more, for the first time in history, we got more Republican registered voters, and a lot more now. Than Democrats, so their seats are pretty well safe if they did what they're supposed to do. But now most of these guys end up being primaried at the time when they're time for re-election, because we need people that actually stand up for the Constitution and for the first America First candidates.
The problem
you're
is
right.
We have these instead of getting strong, solid conservatives, we have these pendulum swinger candidates that are up there that when they're running for office, they'll tell you that they're pro Second Amendment. And then as soon as a tragedy happens, and then you have the, you know, there's a saying, squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So basically, the people that are suffering during the tragedy become outspoken, and then that swings the pendulum in the other direction. And that's not what we need. We need people that are going to be strong, solid all the way.
And that's the thing. And then you got, and then you have right to life. Are you right to life? Do you support life?
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. I'm pro-life.
Yes. What do you think about the heartbeat bills? What do you think about the heartbeat bills? Do you think the 15 weeks that we passed this term, is that good, or you want to go even further and totally outlaw the opioid weight?
To be honest with you, We live in 2022. There are so many ways that people can avoid a pregnancy, right? And if you do get pregnant, there's abortion. There's options, you know. So, I'm totally supportive of protecting the unborn. And absolutely, we need to get rid of Roe v. Wade. When they passed Roe v. Wade, you know that they passed it based on what did they say? It was privacy. That the doctor and the patient deserves privacy, because of privacy is how they passed it. And it's pretty much the court that passed it, kind of like how they passed Obamacare, with the court suggesting that we could tax healthcare.
You know, and that's wrong on both ends. Government should not be part of anyone's health care. It's between the doctor and the patient. You know, the only time you see, because the HIPAA laws have been violated every which way you can go. The government violates it every day. The mandates violated. The vaccines violated.
Putting your children in when they enter them in school and they ask for their shots.
That's a violation. Same thing with jobs. Some people wouldn't get hired unless you show your vaccine card. That's all HIPAA violations.
Yeah, our government has just gotten out of control. I don't know if you remember when they were doing the census. I remember the form came into my house, and I was reading that census, and it didn't just ask how many people live in the house. It asked what was the relationship of this person with that person. And I was like, what the hell? What does the government need to know this? You know, it's none of their business. So our government has definitely gotten out of hand. And anytime they get involved, they basically destroy what, you know, they have good intentions, maybe, who knows. But they just end up destroying what they're trying to fix.
That is true. The only time HIPAA should be violated is in part of a criminal investigation that could save a life. And there is exception to HIPAA, and that's the one exception that we know of for sure. It's in a criminal matter where it's there to save a life. and that's a direct violation, and that's an exception to HIPAA protection, and doesn't violate the laws. That's point of law enforcement view, and it's been used to save lives in most cases. But other than that, the privacy of a doctor-patient is paramount. Same thing as a lawyer to a client, same reason. The only time a lawyer turns on his client if he sees or she sees or hears that there's a potential crime about to be committed, and because he or she is off of the court, they have to report it. Those are the two exceptions. Now, you said you're in border security to that. If you're in Congress today, what is the first thing you're going to do?
Well, to be honest with you, I've said before that the first thing I was going to do is impeach Joe Biden because of the border crisis. I don't think that a president of the United States who is working for us and is allegiant to the United States of America would stop building the wall and then allow illegal immigrants into our country and then in the dead of night bust them into our community. I think that is treason. So that is one of the, you know, that's one of the one first things I want to do in Congress. But I want to make sure that we build the wall. I told you that's very important to me. You know, there's a country of laws, and if we want to keep it a country of laws, we need to protect our country. We need to protect our borders. And then another thing I want to do is I want to limit government. There's so many agencies of government that really are, you know, are unconstitutional, I would say, and their functions are better handled at the state level.
Like education?
Education, there's a lot of them. Education, you know, let's talk about education for a second, you know. So how did the government even get involved in this? I think back in the 60s when we were trying to get to the moon before the Russians, we were at the space war. There was a concern that the Russians were going to beat us. And basically, we said, okay, well, let's look for the government for a solution. And the government came up with these things called student loans. And at that point, we started issuing student loans for engineers, scientists, mathematicians. And now you could go get a student loan, $80,000, and go study the butterflies in the rainforest in Honduras. And you know, you're not going to find a job. You're only going to have a debt. You're not going to be able to pay for that. So, you know, every time the government gets involved, it's just a big disaster. But yeah, like education, I even think that the EPA, it should just be local. It should be here at the state level. It should not be at the national level. Floridians know what's best for Floridians, not bureaucrats in Washington.
I agree. And also before, because we're running out of time, also, what is your stance on addiction and bullying, because they go hand in hand, and mental health? All three are tied together.
What was the first thing you said? You said addiction?
Addiction, mental health, and bullying all tied together because they're all related in some form.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as helping people that are in need, I think there's many, many avenues, right? So, for example, I have a job. I get health insurance. I pay for my health insurance through my job. And through that insurance, I would be able to get that assistance that I need. However, there's also community organizations like churches. I'm a Roman Catholic. I know the church does a lot to help people in need. I don't necessarily think that we need big government. If anything, at the local level, if the people of, let's say, Florida want to establish an organization at the state level to help people in need, that's great. I don't think we should have something like that at the national level. And I'm running for Congress. I'm running to make those decisions at the national level. So at the national level, I would say we do not need any organizations like that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we're running out of time. So can you tell our listeners where they can find you to get to sign the petitions and to be joining a campaign?
Absolutely. If they visit my website, joseforflorida.com, there you can sign my petition. You can donate to my campaign. And there's also links for my social media. But if you go to I have the biggest platform, I would say, on Facebook. If you go to Jose for Florida, just type it all together with no spaces, Jose for Florida, or Jose Castillo for Congress, you will find me, and you will find that I'm a loud voice, outspoken, unapologetic, conservative, and I'll be a loud voice in Congress for you.
And that's what we need in Congress. We need conservatism, we need America first, and we need people that actually support and obey by the Constitution, you know, and less government's perfect. I believe Scarlett and I will be supporting you, endorsing you as the candidate for CD9. And you got our support, and we'll promote your site and everything as much as we can, as you know, because you and I talk on Twitter. We already started doing that.
How long has Darren Soto been sitting in that seat?
So he has won 3 elections, and I want to make sure we stop it right then and there, right now.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
12 so we're
years
gonna be
too long.
Actually, yeah, it's actually 6 years too long. 3 times 2, 6.
Sorry.
All right. Six years to ruin the country is not a good thing.
And
so,
real quick about him. Just so you know, he was in the state legislature for several years. And guess what? He was a pro-life, pro-gun Democrat. And now that he's in Congress, he's the complete opposite, because that's what Nancy Pelosi tells him to do.
Yeah, he's joined the squad. But, you know, and that's another one we're going to get rid of. But I want to thank you for coming on the show. If you got our endorsement, and we'll be working with you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Have a great day. Thank you for coming on. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.
That was Jose Castillo. He is
running. Well, my math was really on.
You
know. Huh?
You know, this is very important. We got 3 minutes left.
I doubled it. There you go.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. Look, we need candidates like that. On Wednesday, we got James Fruton coming on. He's running CD22. He should win unless Chip Lamarck gets in. And
he
we'll
was great.
Go,
he answered my questions. He didn't fluster.
He's doing what he's doing.
Butter.
That's the question we're giving out.
He was straight, and he spewed. And he's the right person for the job.
I want to thank Jose for coming on the show.
Yes.
We'll get Governor DeSantis.
He'll come back.
Now time he'll come back.
Yes.
He's working with, Jose says, working on redistricting. And we're going to get things done. America first, Florida first candidates. And yes, we're going to clean up Broward County and the rest of the state on election integrity, because my task force is now law. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. God bless you all, and I'll see you Wednesday.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week. God bless.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,